Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, April 18th. We are 1 week away from the 2024 NFL Draft. First round kicking off next Thursday, April 25th. Can't wait for it. Cannot wait. But right now, today, we are looking at which cornerback is the most realistic for the Jaguars in round one of the 2024 NFL draft. It's a tough, tough question to answer, in my opinion, but we're going to try to get to the bottom of it. Why are we talking corner, right? For one, it's because the Jaguars dumped Darius Williams, who, by the way, does have experience in press coverage going back to his time with LA, and he goes back to LA. They were happy to welcome him back. I thought he was the Jaguars' most consistent corner last year by far. Going back and looking at his time in LA, looking at some of his press coverage reps, I think he can do it. But that's neither here nor there at this point, because it is a big need now for the Jaguars. That's a position that they are not spending money on. Ronald Darby is their most expensive veteran. You know, Tyson Campbell on a second-round contract, entering the final year of his rookie deal. It's a position where the future is a bit murky, right? They don't necessarily have a long-term plan in place at the cornerback position right now. Sure, they could re-sign Tyson Campbell. I think that they should. I think they should do it right now. Try to get a little bit of a discount if they can. But regardless, other than Tyson Campbell, there's no real future. Ronald Darby is a 30-plus-year-old corner who can definitely play for you right now and start, but has dealt with injuries throughout his career, has moved on from team to team quite often. Again, a lot of that has to do with injury. So, yeah, I don't think that there's a lot of certainty with the future of the Jaguars cornerback position. And, yeah, you can talk about some of their late-round investments, some of their veterans on the back of the roster, but, again, none of that is getting you fired up about the future. The present, I think probably if the Jaguars had to go into the season with Tyson Campbell, Ronald Darby, and they believe Darnell Savage is their nickel, they'd be okay with that as a starting lineup, a starting group. But I don't think that that's enough, and I honestly think that they would like to bring in someone to compete for that starting cornerback job with Ronald Darby on the outside. I think that that is the most obvious position of need for the Jaguars right now, outside of outside wide receiver one. But the Jaguars, I think that they look at their wide receiver room and say, hey, we're spending money on Christian Kirk and Evan Engram, who's a tight end, but a receiver for all intents and purposes. We're spending money on Gabe Davis on the outside. Zay Jones is in the final year of his deal, and we know when he's healthy, he and Trevor Lawrence have really good chemistry, and he can produce in this offense. So I think they're looking at this like, we've got a pretty darn good group of receivers. And then obviously Parker Washington behind them. They do like Tim Jones as well as a depth player. Obviously Elijah Cooks emerged last year during training camp in the preseason. So there is some depth at wide receiver. I don't really think there is at cornerback. So we're going to dive into these cornerbacks here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Again, I do think corner is the most likely position for the Jaguars in the first round. To me, the top options, based on what I think the Jaguars will be looking at, are Quinyon Mitchell, Terrion Arnold, Kool-Aid McKinstry. Nate Wiggins or Cooper Dejean could also be on their radar. We'll talk about why I think they're a lot less likely here. Quinyon Mitchell, physically, has pretty much everything you could ask for. The tape is great in the MAC at Toledo. Senior Bowl was great. The Combine was great. Now, he did play off coverage at Toledo, so you're projecting some to a press man scheme. You did see him run some press, you know, get up tight with those guys at the Senior Bowl practices, but you haven't seen that much on tape at all. So that's a little bit of a projection, but the physical ability, the aggressiveness he plays with, you know, the 4.33 speed, you know, over 6 feet tall, it suggests that he can do it, that he can do anything out there at cornerback, in my opinion. And you've seen the ball skills. But I will say, Quinyon Mitchell is almost 23. So he is a good bit older than the rest of these prospects, right? That does matter, especially when you're talking about first round picks. Like, how much more room does he have to develop physically and mentally? Almost 23 years old. I think that's something the Jaguars will be asking themselves. But again, he is aggressive. He's smart. He's a fluid athlete. He's physical, hyper-competitive, and has elite speed and good size at the position. One thing you could ask for is maybe a little bit more length, 31-inch arms. No, by no means like prohibitive to playing good press man corner in the NFL, but you'd like the arms to be a little bit longer there. I think that's the one thing you could say. Terrion Arnold, talking about him out of Alabama, so aggressive, so fluid. He's explosive as hell. He's young, just turned 21 years old. 87th percentile broad jump, 63rd percentile vertical, 62nd percentile wingspan. So he's got that explosiveness on lock. He's got enough length. His aggressiveness against the run, like when he sees a screen or a run to the outside or a back breaking to the outside, his aggressiveness is unmatched, and he is able to just fly downhill and make big impacts against ball carriers. He's able to do that, again, because he just fires. He sees it and fires downhill, but he has an incredible 10-yard split and that explosiveness, again, to come downhill and make plays against the run. He misses more tackles than like a Kool-Aid McKinstry, but that's because he tries to make so many more aggressive tackles. And so I think you'll take the good with the bad a little bit there with Terrion Arnold. His route recognition and his quick recoverability is really strong. Like, you feel great about that. Now, the one thing with Terrion Arnold, his long speed, not great. It's below average at cornerback. He ran a 4.51 40-yard dash. So how often will that long speed really impact the play? Because, again, he is so quick. He's really fast in the 10-yard split. He's really explosive, change of direction. It'll come into play deep down the field. It will come into play in some of these long developing routes. But pretty much anything where you're changing directions or it's a quick route, I think he's going to shut it down with ease. But if you're talking about covering...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Deep overs, nine routes. That's where he's going to have to try to play with some physicality throughout the route and play with more physicality at the line of scrimmage in order to survive against some of these unbelievable athletes at the wide receiver position on the outside. I do think Terrion Arnold has very good versatility. I think he could, if you want Darby to be starting on the outside and Campbell on the outside, and you want Arnold starting in the slot, you can do that. Again, I don't know why the Jaguars would have signed Darnell Savage if not to play slot. Maybe he can play safety for them as well. I mean, that's what he did in Green Bay. You have Andre Sisco. They have like a similar kind of mold overall at the position. Sisco's a little bit bigger. Savage is maybe a little bit more fluid of an athlete. But there's a little bit of a cluster there when you talk about Andre Sisco's obviously a starting safety. Antonio Johnson, they said, is replacing Rayshon Jenkins. Darnell Savage is supposed to be starting in the slot. If you're paying Darnell Savage what you're paying him, you're not paying him to be a backup. So that is a little bit of an interesting situation to monitor with the Jaguars. I think if they draft a corner in round one, it's not to put them out at nickel in year one. I think it's for them to compete with Ronald Darby. Then you talk about Kool-Aid McKinstry. Plays just so controlled. So patient. He has great length, the best length out of any of these guys. And I think one thing about Kool-Aid McKinstry, because he's been starting for so long at Alabama, some people kind of, you know, nitpick and they get excited about the new flavor of the week type guys and Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell a little bit more. But Kool-Aid's only 21. Like, he's only a little bit older than Terrion Arnold. But he plays the game with a lot more patience, a lot more control. He's the most experienced guy in press man coverage. He has the best length. He uses it well. He runs a faster 40-yard dash. Like, he has better deep speed than Terrion Arnold. To me, he's not as twitchy or fluid as Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold, but he's a sound tackler. He ran that 4.47 40-yard dash with a Jones fracture in his foot. So I think Kool-Aid McKinstry is a guy the Jaguars absolutely would be very interested in. Now, talking about Nate Wiggins and Cooper DeJean, I cannot see the Jaguars going for a cornerback in Nate Wiggins, who's about 170 pounds, doesn't play physically nearly enough out on the football field. Play strength is a massive question. And then, in my opinion, effort as a perimeter run defender is a question. Everybody brings up, oh gosh, well, you just got to love the fact that he chased down a ball carrier and popped the ball out against North Carolina. He's done that a couple times. That play against North Carolina, he only had to chase that ball carrier down right before the end zone because he didn't fit the run at all. If he would have fit the run, that wouldn't have even been a big play. So I don't think the Jaguars are going to be in on Nate Wiggins that early. I also can't see them taking Cooper DeJean, whose best projection is like inside at nickel or at safety. And if you're going to play him outside, you probably want his eyes in the backfield in a zone heavy scheme. That's where he thrived at Iowa, right? So I think that Nate Wiggins and Cooper DeJean bring some enticing, exciting traits, but I don't think either of them are Jaguars. I really don't. So I think their board is probably Terrion Arnold 1, Quinyon Mitchell 2, Kool-Aid McKinstry 3. I think Terrion Arnold 1 because, again, the change of direction, the length, the aggressiveness, the ability to fire downhill against the run and make incredible plays, the idea that he hasn't been playing the cornerback position all that long and there should be further development, you know, just turned 21 years old. I think the Jaguars probably would value Terrion Arnold, his versatility, his skill set the most at 17 overall. I think he's probably their CB1. I think Quinyon Mitchell is probably their CB2. You just cannot deny the fact that he's 6 feet tall. He has enough length. He has 4.33 speed. He plays super competitive, super confident, very physical. He has ball production. I think Quinyon Mitchell is their CB2, and I think Kool-Aid McKinstry would be their CB3. I think if all three of these guys are on the board, they'll probably trade down to a calculated spot where they think one of them will be available. I think if Terrion or Quinyon is gone, they'll probably take the other at 17 because they just don't want to risk. You know, it only takes two picks for two corners to come off the board, and there's a lot of teams behind the Jaguars that could be interested in these corners. I think the most likely scenario is a trade down for Kool-Aid McKinstry. I do think personally that Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell are probably both gone before the 17th overall pick. I think that they're just really, really talented, high-level prospects that teams are going to get excited about. I think that their change of direction, their recovery, quickness, and speed is just a little bit more impressive than Kool-Aid's. Kool-Aid has the Jones fracture. He's not the flavor of the week, right? So I think that Kool-Aid's going to fall down past those two guys, but I think he's absolutely deserving of a first-round pick. And I think if the Jaguars don't take a cornerback, I think they're going to take a wide receiver. That's kind of how I view this thing right now, a week away from the 2024 NFL draft. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. Would love to know what you think about the cornerback position, which corner is most likely for the Jaguars at 17 overall, in this 2024 NFL draft. And what scenario do you think is going to happen? Do you think they're going to stick and pick one of those guys? Do you think they're going to trade down? Do you think they're going to take a wide receiver? Drop a comment in the comment section below and let me know. And if you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, like the hat I'm wearing right now. Really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.